coming to you live from TNT headquarters. It's Browns Talk with your host, Tim Sr. and
Tim Jr.
It is Saturday, November 4th, and here we are at the halfway point, and unfortunately sitting at a big 0-8. The Brownies do need some time.
We need more than time. We need talent. We need coaches. We need players. We need to fire our whole team and our whole staff. We need to, like, you know, reimburse ourselves in a different team.
That's right.
And a different staff.
We need freaking new owners. Let's fire every freaking body.
We need a new damn office.
We need new truck stops.
We need, anything that's new, we need that. I mean, oh my God.
A brewery buy us?
We are just doing so bad. So bad. It's 0-8,
man. If I would have told you 0-8 at the start of the season, what would you say?
I was, you know, looking at how preseason went, I would have been like, no, man. I think we're going to get a win. I think we're actually going to win.
Maybe
but
no,
we're not.
No.
We're not going to win.
it's ugly.
It is bad. It is so bad. But what's the worst? Who can you blame? What is the worst part about all of this?
I think you blame you don't have anybody with any experience. You don't have no veterans. The Kaiser has no veteran quarterback that he could talk to, somebody to lift up his spirits. He doesn't have that, man. You got this analytics stuff, and everybody wants they want them to be young, and it's not getting you nowhere.
I do agree on that. I do think coaching has a bit to do with it as well. I mean, poor Hugh, man. He's going 1-24
1-24
his career as a Browns coach. Dude, that's bad.
Hugh feels it every day, man.
Oh, he feels it. The fans feel it. I mean, it hurts.
It
really freaking hurts. And, you know, I'm so glad, you know, that we didn't really have to play today because, you know, probably would have lost today. Or tomorrow. I'm sorry. Tomorrow. And what can we hope for in the second half? I mean, we got 8 more games to go. We got Detroit coming up at home, correct?
No, we're out in Detroit.
Oh, great. We're out at their field, so that's nice. What can we expect there?
You gotta get them together, man. They got to start just popping on all cylinders.
Yeah.
You know, if you get a little O, get a little D. Get a little D, get a little O. You just need to pop on all cylinders.
You don't make mistakes. And if they make mistakes, act on those mistakes.
Yeah, we sure do need to take advantage of any kind of turnovers that we get.
We need to take advantage on anything that we can get. And, I mean, we don't have a great playmaker. Our quarterback's positioning right now is trash. We don't know who our starter is and who's going to actually carry us. You know, we got defenses who's doing all they can, but, you know, sure as hell they're going to get tired after a while. You can't really blame them. We just have a whole circle of bad.
Yeah, whole circle of bad. With the bye week, hopefully everybody gets healthy, and hopefully you play everybody next week. Besides Joe Thomas, he had surgery. That's
yeah.
A big blow.
And he is said to have a full recovery, so that's great. And
something to look forward to.
We do miss him very much, and he, you know,
he will be missed.
He will be really missed, and, you know, that Pro Bowl coming up, sadly he won't be in it, and that streak ends, but, you know, if he would have been healthy, you know he would have been in that Pro Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
He's the only highlight of, you know, Cleveland. So we got that going for us, and obviously there's not a lot going for us. We need help. I mean, we need some serious help. Do you think Hugh Jackson's going to be fired at the end of this season?
I do.
Oh, yeah.
I think the whole front office will be gone.
Well, what do you think about Greg Williams?
Greg Williams might be around. That would depend if you get a new coach, if the new coach wants to keep him.
Which he should.
But I would hate to see him get, canned also, because I guess I do like him. But, if you fire your head coach, you could look forward to a new offensive coordinator, a new defensive coordinator most likely, and unfortunately, probably a new a different quarterback starting.
Yeah, I mean, we got everything coming up, going on, and you know, yeah. I even said to you a while back, I was like, you know, we're losing. There's no chance in hell for playoffs. There's no, I mean, we're just playing until the season's over, basically. I'm excited for the draft, you know, coming up.
I am too.
I'm excited just because it's a fresh start, and I hope that something can actually come from the draft class. Something can come from a coach that we can trust, a quarterback.
I think I'm fired up there too. If you, you know, you go new coaching, which I definitely think they will. At least you got, you know, a different coach coming you could get excited about, and hopefully some new scouts, because, I mean, our scouts just don't seem that right. They're not getting the talent that you need with all them first-round picks. We ought to be a Super Bowl contender in the last 3 years.
I mean, is it the scouts that we can blame? Is it the players that we can blame for when they get in, they don't do their part? Is it the coaching that we can blame because they're not coaching them right? Who's to blame?
I want to blame that office. I'm going to blame this Paul DeDesta and this other butt lick. What's the other last lick's name?
Haslam? Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about the GM and then the president.
Oh.
Paul DeDesta and the other one, Sashi.
Sashi Brown?
Hey, they're punks. I want them punks gone.
Hey, we need a whole lot of new stuff. And
get that analytics shit. Let that shit go in the rear view. That's
obviously, it ain't working.
Sucks.
1-24 ever since Coach Hugh came in.
I want a good draft. I want a good offseason where we hit the free agent wire. You know, I want to get an owner in there that will buy a fucking team. Okay. That's what I'm sick of, you know.
We got money out the ass.
And then you got a damn somebody that's stealing money from truck drivers, and who knows if this guy ain't going to be penalized, and he might just have to sell the team. So, yeah, I say the whole thing. Front office ownership. Sell the team, Jimmy. Sell the fucking team. Maybe we could get somebody in there that will buy us a fucking team, because all this other bullshit sure the hell ain't working.
Anything that we can grab onto at this point, I say that we do. If anything comes our way, I say we grab it.
Any kind of good scout that might be let go or he wants to change teams, bring him on. Man, you know what? What would be wrong with firing everybody? Scouts, ownership,
not a thing.
Front office, what the fuck would be wrong?
Because you know you can pick them right back up.
Yeah.
For sure. You can pick them right back up.
Yeah, and you might be pick up somebody that's worth a shit.
Now, you know, all these coaches being fired in college and everything, you think they would make it in the damn pros?
Exactly.
I mean, think about that Florida coach you got let go.
Yeah.
Would you take him?
I would, if it's not for coaching, I would definitely take him for some kind of office help.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I'm sure he can scout some fucking talent, you know, because me and you could scout fucking talent.
I mean, it's just, we put our faith into this shit. We put our faith into these scouts and everything, and it seems like it's just a big letdown every time.
Letdown.
We were excited about this class, but who didn't we get? We didn't get any freaking receivers in the class
at all.
And we really needed those.
We need receivers bad, and that was the main thing going in.
I mean, yeah, I agree. You know, running back, Matthew Days, cool. However, do we really need him right now?
Well, where's he been?
Exactly. We need a freaking receiver. Big-time receiver. And
go
we
back
didn't
to him. Where the fuck has he been?
He hasn't been anywhere.
Is he hurt?
No, he ain't hurt. He sits there.
Yeah, he just ain't played?
He just hasn't played because you got Dookie and you got Crowell out there. Man. Duke's been your highlight, and he's got a concussion.
What the hell's happening to fucking Duke, man?
I don't know.
What happened to Crow?
Crow, I think, is just like, it's my last year, bye-bye. I think he's done.
I just seem like Crow wanted to show a little bit more effort.
I don't know. You would think that he's trying to do well and that he's trying to, you know, at least help save the team in a way. But there's nothing. This is the last year of his contract, and I think he's done. And as soon as he's done here, he's either going to go off and do something else.
That's fine, because, you know, I wouldn't mind, you know, picking the waters for a new running back, neither.
You know, I do like that Matty Days, though. We've seen him a little bit in preseason. We've seen him in a couple regular season games.
I think he can be a good running back.
I think he can be a good running back for you.
Our line was supposed to be revamped, and it hasn't gone nowhere.
The good thing about the defense is that, yes, they do play, and they do play hard, and I can give Greg Williams a little credit for that.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, in order to have a nice, healthy defense all game, you need a nice, healthy offense, and we obviously don't have that. We got defense out there when we go three and out every freaking drive.
That's true.
So there's a lot to blame. There is so much to blame in this 0-8 record.
And how can you keep pointing fingers at? I mean, the fingers are gone. You could count so many bad plays, so many bad everything. You just can't point no more. I mean, I'm sick of pointing.
Everything is bad to point at.
It's come to realize now. I mean, why even turn the shit on?
It's true. I mean, you know, I think we look just for the hope of, wow, is this going to be our first win? Oh my gosh. And always let down.
It's never in a game where you think, wow.
You know, so Jets was the only one that we were really into, and then you saw what happened.
Houston won no time overtime, man.
Not Houston.
No. Tennessee. My bad. Tennessee went to stinking overtime, man.
You know, Houston killed us. Speaking of Houston, did you hear about Deshaun Watson?
I did.
Ooh.
Big ACL. He's gone, ain't he?
He's gone. But, you know, if we did draft him and he played for us, probably would have ended up like shit.
Probably would have. I mean, you never know. Who's to say, you know?
But
we still passed on him, and now he's not our quarterback.
And he's doing great.
ACL. Going great, man, yeah. And now we just hope they fall on their face because we get their draft picks first and second.
True. We do get those.
So, you know, we might have a good first and a second round out of that.
You know, I'm excited about the draft class, but again, who's to say we're not going to fuck it up?
We shouldn't be talking in the eighth week about the draft class.
I mean, yeah, no, a regular team wouldn't be.
In another two or three more weeks, we're going to be talking about spring fucking training. It's bullshit.
It's bad.
It's fucking bad. Bring up spring fucking training. Let's talk baseball.
Fuck. Oh, speaking of baseball, man, Houston wins their very first.
Ain't that something else?
World Series.
First in the whole franchise history, man.
How insane is that?
And they was in the National League, and then they went to the American League, and oh, man.
Congratulations.
And then after all the hardship with the flood and stuff.
Oh, you got a feel for that.
Oh, man, I do. When I heard that, I thought, wow. I kind of felt bad for not rooting them on, you know.
I think the only reason we went with Dodgers is, it's
National League.
Yeah.
Being Reds fans and all. But, you know, we do like the Tribe.
Love the Tribe, and we were hoping for the Tribe, but you saw what the Yankees did.
Yeah.
And thank God they were knocked off. And thank God the Cubs were knocked off.
Yeah, good thing the Cubs were knocked off. That's the most important thing.
That was the most
important. But what a great World Series, man.
Dude, down to the wire.
Houston just stayed in it long enough when they knocked off the Yankees, man, because that went down to 7, didn't it?
Yeah.
And then, damn, man.
They've been on up for a while.
And then, man, did they really come alive in the World Series? Being down 7-4 in game 2 and coming back and winning, going 1-1, going back to Houston, and then winning 2 at home, and then going and losing the next 2, and then winning the big last one. Oh, man, what a World Series that was. That was
very insane.
Yeah, it sure was insane.
Congratulations to them for sure.
Congratulations to Houston, man. That
was cool. But, yeah, I mean, back to the point, when you're at this point, you're 0-8, what else can you talk about?
Yeah. Well, we want to talk about guys, but we know what happened there tonight.
Big loss tonight against Iowa tonight.
Iowa.
The Bucks.
Boy, Iowa's tough, though, man. That's a tough place to win.
And, you know, if you are a Buckeye fan listening to us from Cleveland and or Cincinnati or in whichever, please listen to our other podcast at TNT Buck Havoc.
Buck Havoc.
It's very fun. We have a lot of fun on the show. It's nice talking to everybody. And we also have a brewery and beer of the week that you can listen to on there. And it's very fun on that show. I do enjoy it, and I hope that you guys would too. But talking about Cleveland, man, it's hard to talk about Cleveland. You know, Cleveland's having a lot of pain right now. You know, Tribe was knocked off. Freaking Browns are 0-8. And our Cavs.
Cavs did win last night.
They did win last night. A good game
was. Big win.
But still, I mean, we were hoping for a little more. It's still real early in the season, obviously.
Well, they scored 130 points last night.
They came a little alive. I think the work and the training practice has really come alive to them. I think they realized, hey, we got to start winning some games. And I expect a lot more from them. Do we have a game tonight?
No, we're tomorrow. I wish I had my phone.
Yeah.
I want to say we're back home against somebody, somebody from the East.
Hmm.
But we are back home tomorrow, 3 o'clock game at the Q.
Nice. Well, at least we get to look forward to that. Well, we got the bye, everybody, and hopefully next week could be win number one. What would you say? Who are you going to give this game to versus Detroit?
Detroit.
Yeah, me too.
No, I got a feeling upset's in the works, man. I think it comes down to the wire, and we kick a field goal of regulation. And Bucks win 20-17. Browns, I'm sorry. Got Bucks on my mind. Yeah. Heartbreaker tonight. Brownies 24-21. We kick a last second field goal.
And you want to know what I see?
I know what you see. You're looking at a dumbass over here predicting
a field goal win.
Hey, I'm a Browns fan, man. What can you do, right?
I see a
40. You know what I see? What? I see us cucking that, the old coming alive. Bucky, Brownies by 3 touchdowns. Kaiser throws a record 5 touchdowns, season high, a career high. And we win 35-7. And you know what I see?
What do you see?
Detroit 28, Brownies 7.
Really? I was going to say Detroit 31, Browns 3.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Well, at least I had them scoring a touchdown.
I mean, it's...
What do you really see?
That. That's what I really see. No, I think we can score a touchdown, yeah. I do, but our offense hasn't been there. And
no.
Who's even starting next week? Do we even know that?
Oh, no, he's not going to say it till Wednesday.
Oh, not till Wednesday.
I'm not going to tell you who's starting until
it's
Wednesday.
A secret.
It's a secret, yeah.
You know, you look at all these teams, and it's like, oh, you already know who's starting. Ben Roethlisberger. You got Matt Ryan. You got Tom Brady. Who's the Browns starting? Jeez, I don't know.
Yeah.
Not too sure. Come back to us.
Duke starting.
Duke starting. Oh, no.
We're going to run the Wildcat. Hey, what do we need a freaking quarterback, man? Let's just put somebody in the Wildcat. We'll run a running play.
We need some fast people.
Running and pitch, man. We'll bring back the old four horsemen plays from Notre Dame.
Nice.
And then not even have a freaking quarterback.
I'm for it, man. That's better than this shit. Baron throwing record number of interceptions.
There you go.
You know, Kaiser's leading the interceptions.
We'll do like Navy and just run the option every play, man.
That sounds great. DeShone Kizer leading the league in interceptions.
Ouch.
Oh, no.
Well, and a good point. He didn't throw one last week.
Yeah, that's true.
Still awesome.
Still lost.
Man, we was in that game for a half.
Yeah, but...
You know, that's what we need to do. We need to play 4 quarters of ball.
Yeah, we do. Or we need to find a team that doesn't play 4 quarters of ball and hope on that.
And just say, hey, you want to play half? Let's play half this
week. Let's play half. And,
I'll tell you what we do. We just play 2 quarters of football, and we all leave early.
You know, the local pee-wee football team can beat us.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Let's draft from their class.
There you go.
Oh, fuck. It's bad.
It's bad.
But you know what makes it just a tad bit better?
A tad bit better? A nice cold beer or cider.
That's right. And, you know, you can look at all these great beers and ciders that we've had over here at TNT and at the app Untappd, which is a great app that you should really check out. And you can follow us on there at TNT Beer Critics and on Instagram TNT Beer Critics as well. And
bringing up our sponsors on tap, it's time for the beer of the week.
The beer of the week, which we started in Beer Havoc. We should make a Beer Havoc.
Beer Havoc, I like
in
it.
In Buck Havoc, we started a brewery and beer of the week. Our brewery of the week, who do you give it to?
I tell you who it's not is Kentucky Bourbon Ale.
Wow.
This beer is bad.
It's bad.
It tastes like full grain alcohol. So if you want your beer to taste like full grain alcohol, grab a Kentucky Barrel Ale. But if you don't try our good friends at Paulaner,
a great German brew.
German brew,
yeah, you know, made this you know, this brewery is back from the 1634.
Wow,
believe that? That's crazy.
He's been making beer a long time,
and still one of the best brews I think we ever had. So brewery of the week goes to Paulaner. Who's the beer and or cider of the week?
I love the Paulaner, but I tell you what, our good friends at the California Cider Company, we have Ace Pumpkin Hard Cider.
That's a good
thing. A great thing to drink. It's a beer, it's not a beer of course, it's a cider, but it's got a beer taste.
It does have a little bit, and nice little nutmeg and cinnamon spice. Very fall-like,
and it's gluten-free for the ones that don't like the gluten.
Yeah, you gluten haters. So go ahead and try that out for the cider of the week.
Cider. Hey, we'll have to do a beer and cider of the week in the fall area.
Oh, wow. That's a
great idea,
good.
Man.
Not a bad idea.
And we won't forget our good friends at March 1st.
That nice apple fritter cider.
Ooh, it's good stuff.
It's really good. It's very, very good. We actually been up to the brewery. Super cool brewery. Super nice
cool,
people.
Nice people.
And
they have some nice seasonal brews and ciders. And I tell you what, it's worth going up there because they know how to do it.
They know how to do it. So there it is, everybody. Hopefully, you know, we're lucky that we have this bye week to rest up on and not cry about. And, you know, we're hoping for next Sunday in Detroit. First win for the Browns. Likely? Fuck no. But we have to hope. We have to hope.
We only have hope.
That's all we got. And, you know, our hope is dying. Our hope is slowly dying.
Our hope is completely gone.
We are like on a ship, and we're drowning slowly.
We're saying, hey, we're on the hope boat, and the hope boat is no longer afloat.
The hope boat is no longer afloat, and this team's a joke. So...
Sorry.
Here... from your good friends at TNT, I'm Tim Jr.
And I'm Tim Sr.
And you have a great day.